IGAD agriculture experts attending a three-day conference in Kampala denounced African states for failing to implement the 2014 Malabo Declaration, in which African nations agreed to commit at least 10% of the budget for food production. Collins Asimwe, who works with Uganda's Ministry of Agriculture, says the lack of funding for improving crops exposes African nations in the vicious cycle of poverty, famine and malnutrition.
In Uganda, we are 3-4%. Around there, we oscillate between 3-4%. So we think the politicians, the heads of government institutions, the heads of parliament and executive, to be able to deliver on that commitment, because it's lacking. And we know agriculture sector really employs the biggest population in most of these countries, in IGAD countries. So we need that commitment to be done.
Only a handful of African countries, such as Rwanda, Morocco and Egypt, are delivering on their commitments to funding agriculture, according to the AU 2024 Barino Review Report. At 8.4% of the budget for agriculture, Ethiopia is on the right track to funding its food sector in the IGAD region. Other countries like Kenya lie at the bottom with about 2%. Asimwe says African countries must involve the biggest percentage of their populations, women and youth, in agriculture. Sylvia Henga, a food production expert with IGAD, agrees.
So it is time they're also included in leadership, in decision-making within the area. Now, when I go to the youth, it's not attractive to them, but we have modern technologies that can attract them. For example, digital climate agricultural systems. Another example is just soilless agriculture. We have soilless farming technology. We have aquaponics.
She says governments have to invest in eco-friendly technologies.
The IGAD region has been found to have certain important groundwaters that are actually shared across the borders. So it's time we are discussing with member states, how do we share these resources? How do we preserve this groundwater from pollution, for example?
She says African countries should remove trade barriers and also learn to share better practices. For VOA News, I am Gume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.